Upon the premature death of her husband in 1941, she took up the reins, following in the footsteps of heads of the house who shaped the success of Champagne Bollinger. But with one key difference, she was a woman. She made it her own, quickly becoming a recognizable figure of Champagne. Not only were her business skills impressive, she was also charitable and dedicated, ensuring that she personally knew every cellar hand and winemaker at Bollinger. Her sights were set on hills much further than Aix. A tireless globetrotter, she engaged in several trips to introduce Champagne Bollinger to the world, starting with the United States. Her visit's success led her to travel the world with the same idea in mind: propel the brand to new levels of notoriety. Sharing her vision, she was greeted with great enthusiasm everywhere.